Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Matt Allen, the sitter from Michigan State, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? Talking some Michigan State football today. One of their most beloved players is leaving the program, headed off to the NFL. Can't wait to talk more about Matt Allen today on the show.
Absolutely. And for all of our Matt Allen fans, our Michigan State fans, our NFL draft prospect fans, our college football fans, and our NFL fans, thank you so much for joining us. We come to you every single week, and we're so glad to be here and serve you every single week with amazing new live episodes and amazing podcasts. So thank you again for joining us, Mr. Logan Landers. Let's turn our eye towards Mr. Matt Allen, the center from Michigan State, and tell us, what do we have to look forward to, and where do we think that he'll end up in the draft?
Well, when you mention just the Allen family name in Michigan State, you know who you're getting. And this is actually going to be, I believe, the first season since 2010 where an Allen brother is not going to be on the field for Michigan State. He had two brothers go through the program. Their names, let me find them here real quick. Yes, Jack and Brian Allen, both, you know, were really good at Michigan State. And then Matt came in, played for six seasons at Michigan State, utilized that that extra year they had, wanted to come back. And, I mean, when, this is a guy who, you know, it's someone that Michigan State fans just adore, right? He's one of those guys that you always root for, that you love seeing him on the field. He's just a good guy. He represents the program to the best of his ability. And it's, you know, a tear in their eye when they learned he had to move on. He couldn't stay at college for a seventh year. And got to go on to greener pastures, go to the NFL, and make that big money, hopefully, man. But let's talk more about this impressive offensive center here today on the show. He's 6'3", 315 pounds, right? So pretty solid, right? Not the biggest, but he's got a good frame to him all the way. Some strengths I like about this young man: he gets everything out of his solid size, good frame, solid length to him. Add some bulk to his frame too. You can see he's a little bit bulkier there. And he's got some really good strength for a guy his size. And he excels in the run game, giving you that final push you need to get some holes created. He's good with that too. He snaps the ball, right? Got to throw that out there. He's the one responsible for starting the offense, being a center. Got to snap the ball to get everything going, so he's good at that. He finishes. He doesn't quit. He keeps going. He's a competitor, and that's why they love him. He's kind of that gritty player that gets things done in the trenches there in the O-line. He's obviously got a ton of experience playing a lot of football at Michigan State, so you got that on his side also. He's good with the blocking. He's a little bit better in the run blocking game as opposed to pass blocking, I would think. They're pretty even all in all. He's very fundamentally sound. He knows what he's doing. He's not going to get caught up too much. He's smooth. He has good lateral movements and a pretty solid foot quickness and foot speed for a guy over 300 pounds. Sometimes the larger guys struggle with maybe being off balance, but Matt Allen does a very good job with that. He has a good first step and a nice punch also, right? And I mean, I'm not talking about a Mike Tyson left hook. I'm talking about that punch you got to get to move that opposing defender out the way. Now, what are some things that he could improve on and that could help him throughout his tenure in the National Football League? One of some things is the knee bending needs to work a little bit. He's not natural with it. He's a little bit clunky in terms of that. He can play too upright instead of getting that nice bend that you need, that good leverage to really stay bounced all the way. Like I said, he's not going to fall over or nothing crazy, but he could get better leverage by working with his flexibility with that. Finesse blocker, who's got average arm length, not the largest arms in the world, and he needs to use his hands a little bit better at the point of attack. He's not going to be explosive. Like I said, he's just going to be kind of your run-of-the-mill offensive tackle, offensive lineman. He's not going to be not pancaking lineman each and every down he sees. But he will, like I said, he will get it done, though. And he's whenever you got some speed rushers coming at him, right, whether it's a linebacker coming in or just a really fast defensive end or whatever, defensive tackle, they can sometimes get the edge on him. And he can allow some sacks or some quarterback pressures in that regard. But, I mean, overall, this is a guy who, you know, it's one of those feel-good stories where it's someone that everyone loves. You hope he does good in the NFL. I think he's going to be a later-round draft pick just because, like I said, usually, you know, fifth-year guys, usually that means that they're – careers aren't as promising as others will say, only because he did choose to stay at college for so long and get the most out of it. Mind you, he did have a really good career, but it's also, you're gonna look at, if you're a draft guy, you might say, this guy stayed in college for 5-6 years, you know, it's like, what, why did he stay so long for? Is it because maybe his ability isn't up there with some of the better ones? So I think that question is going to come into play in April. But I think he will get drafted. Like I said, obviously, I think he's going to go later round, anywhere from that maybe fifth to seventh round range. Maybe he sneak into the fourth, maybe. But this guy who's going to be a backup, I think, to start things off. He's going to be great. Everyone's going to love him in the locker room, though, as long as he can replicate what he was like at Michigan State, just being a solid guy all around. And I mean, sometimes you need that, right? Sometimes that, even if you're not going to be the star of your team, right, and it's rare that centers ever are, sometimes you just need to have that very solid locker room presence to get the teammates fired up, get the coaches ready for the game. I think that's what Matt Allen's going to bring to the table as long as he stays healthy and as long as he's in the NFL. And I think he's going to be around for a while. He's going to have some good depth. We're going to probably see him play a couple of snaps. And I think he's going to be good, just someone who needs a little bit of polishing. And like I say, he's got a ton of experience. And I think that coming into the NFL, that's going to help him out just playing so much. And, you know, he might shoot up the draft boards even more. He might move up the depth chart even quicker come training camps and everything like that. You just never know, right? We're still over a month away from the draft, let alone with training camps and everything going on. So we could be talking about Matt Allen being a starter somewhere at the beginning of the year. You just never know. We're recording this in mid-March, but I like this guy. He's a good dude. And I can't wait to see him get drafted, because it's going to be a fun day. And I know Michigan State, all the Facebook pages, right, all the Twitter pages, they're going to be going crazy for this guy because they absolutely adore him.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And like you were saying, the Allen name is known, and this is a known factor. This is a legacy guy who's really coming in to fill some shoes. And we love to see it because, you know, as much as, you know, great players coming out of nowhere is awesome, there's also something to be said for legacies of amazing players that have come down through their family lines and really shown up for their family, for their fans. And there's some generational things going on there that are really exciting. So, yeah, that's incredible. For everybody watching, tell us, where do you think that Matt Allen will end up? And all of our Michigan State fans, are you excited to see him going to the draft? Or do you think that he'll get drafted? What round and what team do you think that he'll get drafted to? We want to see this center end up in an amazing spot, hopefully really in a great team where he can start off, or, you know, spend a couple of years really building up so that he can be a starter. So we're really looking forward to that. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that NFL draft prospect of Matt Allen. If you are watching us live on our video, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to the podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football. We bring you new episodes every single week on our podcast, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. We bring you these every single week. So thank you so much for that. And thank you again, Mr. Logan Landers, for bringing this NFL draft prospect for Matt Allen, the center for Michigan State. If you love our programming, then stay with us because we will be back with another live episode shortly. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll see you again this evening for another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.